This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, as well as JackStockwell.com, and welcome. Just personally want to welcome you to one more program here at the beginning of the year when we're still making resolutions. I think, if I remember correctly, it's around the middle of January when most resolutions stop. They go by the wayside. What energy produced them, whatever level of guilt or the need to change our lifestyle, kind of runs out of steam around the second part of the month. And I was going to talk about that, but instead, I just got my latest AARP bulletin. And on the front page of it, you know, and this comes out monthly, and on the front page is America's War Against Heart Disease. I always like it when they use military metaphors, the war on taxes, the war on crime, you know, the war on drugs, the war on cancer, the war on heart disease, and kind of sets a picture in your mind that somehow, because we always want to be on the winning side ever since World War II, when we get this warlike military type metaphor, somehow we're, oh yeah, that's me, that's us, that's what we want to do here. And now America's war against heart disease. And I read through this, and I without getting too much angst here, let me get into this, and then I can explain why I find this article very disturbing. Now, let me tell you right up front, I am not a medical school trained cardiologist. And at the school I did go, Palmer College of Chiropractic, the mother of chiropractic. Chiropractic was discovered in 1895, and today there's over 70,000 chiropractors in America. It's the biggest competition to drug therapy, natural therapy versus drug therapy. And I have a lot of cardiology patients. And we have been able to greatly improve their personal statistics, greatly improve their quality of life without the use of drugs. And that's what I want to talk about in this article, because this article doesn't talk about that stuff. Now, I'm going to quote something here right off the bat to try to set the stage. This is the very beginning of the article. And again, it's the AARP bulletin. Those of you who are my age, I'm 72. I don't feel like it, but especially with all the snow I plowed yesterday, both with a gasoline-powered blower and then with shovel in places that we couldn't use the blower, we're just having fantastic snowfall out in the Intermountain West. This is a desert, and it is well-known to be, the 10th, 12th year of a drought that's been going on for a long time in the West. But you wouldn't know it by the weather that we've been having since November, and this is just fantastic. But being 72, I worked at least 5-6 hours in the snow yesterday, and there's more snow coming tomorrow, and there's more snow coming in 3 days, and there's more snow coming next week. So out here in the West, where we're looking at our reservoirs almost dry, we're all celebrating this. But the fact is, 72 years old, I spent 5 hours plowing and shoveling and plowing and shoveling, and I feel great. Yeah, the muscles are a little tight, but I feel great because I take care of my heart. Not what they're talking about in this article. Now, let me get into this. I'm kind of jibber-jabbering here. All right, I'm going to quote from this. Lori Kubitz's eyes popped open at 4 a.m. like an alarm went off in my brain, end quote. She could barely breathe. The pain in her chest felt like a bonfire. Her jaw hurt so much that she thought it would explode. And as the sun rose over her lakeside cabin in Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, there's pelicans in Minnesota? Her husband rushed her to the nearest hospital some 30 minutes away. I was scared, she says. Her father had died of a heart attack, but Kubitz was just 54 years old. She didn't smoke. Her cholesterol was normal. Her weight and blood pressure just a little high. I thought heart attacks happened to heavy smokers, people who were 50 pounds overweight, and people in their 70s and 80s, she says. This is a very important point that I'm going to come back to. But when she reached the hospital, blood tests and heart scans confirmed her worst fear. Her left anterior descending artery, which is known as the Widowmaker, the heart's largest, was 99.9% blocked. They were wheeling me into surgery, she recalls. I thought, am I going to die? Kubitz's out-of-the-blue heart attack illustrates a scary new reality. After decades of steady decline, heart disease, long America's number one killer, and the third leading cause of disability, is screaming back with life-changing and often fatal consequences. Now, I want to comment on this. Because the thing I want you to know, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Good Day Health Show. I'm one of the two docs that are on the show along with Ken Kronhaus, with Doug Steffen. And you can get more information about me at jackstockwell.com as well as forbiddendoctor.com. But I am quoting from an article that just came out in the latest AARP bulletin, America's War Against Heart Disease. Now, she makes this comment here. I thought heart attacks happened to heavy smokers, people who are 50 pounds overweight, and people in their 70s. Half the people who drop dead of heart attacks have normal blood pressure, normal cholesterol, and normal weight. Now, sit on that for a minute. And then she says this. Her left anterior descending artery was 99% blocked. Now, I want you to think about this for a second. 99%. How was she alive? If the major artery, now this is the artery, it's one of the coronary arteries. You know that as blood comes out of the aorta, when the left ventricle pumps and goes through the aortic valve, and it goes into the aorta, the very first stop, the very first bypass, the very first exit route from the artery or from the aorta is the heart itself. And it feeds the coronary arteries, and there's several of them. But the reason that the left descending coronary artery is so, the left anterior descending artery is so important because that's the major artery that feeds the left ventricle. Now, you know there's four chambers to the heart. The right ventricle has blood coming back into the heart from the body, and it pumps that blood to the lungs to be reoxygenated. And then that comes from the lungs back into the left side of the heart to get to the left ventricle, fully oxygenated, to be pumped out to the body. Now, the reason that left anterior descending artery is so important is because that's the artery that feeds the major part of the heart muscle. Now, we know there's a lub-dub. The important thing is that the first sound, the strongest sound that's in there, is the ventricles pumping blood either to the lungs or to the aorta. Now, if the most important artery to the heart muscle itself is 99% blocked, how is she alive? Now, yes, she had a heart attack. The left ventricle is not getting all the oxygen that it needs to do its job, and that's where these symptoms of the heart attack come in. And remember, the major symptom of a massive heart attack like this is death. And it happens more to women than men, interestingly enough. But she's lucky. She's survived so that she can get some emergency measures to keep her alive. But then they do an angiogram of the heart, which is where they put in some dye, and then they look at it through imaging, and they can see that that left anterior descending artery is 99% blocked. Again, how is she alive? Now, I'm going to give you an analogy to this to explain how she survived this, because this is just so incredibly interesting how the heart will take care of itself when blockages begin to occur. Now, out here in Salt Lake City, we have two major freeways, the north-south I-15 coming up out of Southern California and going up into Idaho, and the east-west I-80 coming out of San Francisco and going all the way to, I think, Philadelphia. That's it. For the valley area here that has over 2 million people, there's two major freeways. Now, there are some bypasses here and there, but nothing like a good old interstate freeway. Now, every now and then, as I was just reporting at the beginning of the show here, we have some pretty heavy snowfall that takes place at times. And when we know in advance, because all of our weather is coming out of Oregon and Washington, and it comes down through the Northwest, coupled with moisture coming from California, and we can get some pretty bad storms that happen in a matter of minutes. And so the snow plow trucks are out there. The dumps are full of salt, and they got the big blades on the front of them, like any other city in the northern half of the United States during the wintertime. And they're all ready to go. But every now and then, we get this kind of a reverse wind that comes in. Usually if we get hit with a snowstorm like today, tomorrow, later tonight and tomorrow, it's going to be in Denver. And then it's going to leave Denver and move to the southwest where it usually goes, creating tornadoes all the way over to Florida. And that's the way storms usually happen. But every now and then we get this reverse storm so that you get this counterclockwise movement bleeding off of the jet stream so that when the storm moves over the Rockies, it circles back over the Rockies and just continues a tremendous amount of dumping of snow. Now, what's all this got to do with a heart attack? We're going to be coming to a break here shortly, and I'm going to show you how she survives a 99% blockage of the most important artery in her heart after we get back from the break, because it's the same way when a massive snowstorm hits and blocks the freeway that business can continue on as usual. And it's a very interesting similarity between the two of them. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next with how all of this relates together, snowstorms and heart attacks. Stick around.
It that Staples is everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So greasy, merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So I'm going to pick up here where I left off with how does a major snowstorm shutting down the city have to do with a major heart blockage shutting down the heart? How is she still alive? How does business continue when a major freeway is reduced down to one lane? Now, most of the freeway running north and south through Salt Lake City is anywhere from 4 to 6 lanes wide. And when all 6 lanes are open, life is wonderful. Even in traffic rush, life is wonderful. But when you get accidents as a result of the ice on the roads and the heavy snow buildup because it's coming down so fast, the plow trucks can't keep up with it, you get up squeezing down to one lane here or one lane there. They come out on the weather reports, the emergency reports that show up in the morning news on television or late afternoon, whenever. You have to use the side streets. You have to use the side roads. There's different terms for it. And so you hear this ahead of time, and you know instead of getting on the freeway, we're going to take State Street, or we're going to take Main Street, or this kind of stuff. You know it'll be a little slower, but you know you'll be able to get through, and it won't add a whole lot of time. You just won't be on the freeway. This is something called collateralization. Now, the human body has this fantastic ability that when certain things start to take place that are a threat to your health, and it could be the pancreas, the kidney, the liver, in this case, the heart will start to develop collateral arteries. In other words, when that left descending anterior coronary artery begins to lose its proper flow of blood for whatever reason, arteriosclerosis, atherosclerosis, whatever else, clot formation, whatever, the body will start developing collateral arteries that run alongside that main descending artery, just as when the major freeway through town is blocked because of snow, you have to use the side roads. That is what kept her alive, because she didn't just have 99% blockage of the heart. It's been building over time. And she's not a smoker. She's not overweight. She's only in her 50s. So what's the problem? Well, I'm going to give you another example here before I tell you what the problem is. Under the thing here that says Return of the Killer, it was 1948 when President Harry Truman signed the National Heart Act, establishing the National Heart Institute, now the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute. Truman also funded the landmark Framingham Heart Study. Truman didn't fund it. You and I funded it as taxpayers. The world's longest-running population study of heart disease. And for the next six decades, thanks to the explosion in both research and treatment, we were winning the war on heart disease. Deaths from heart attacks, heart failure, heart rhythm disorders, related conditions fell a stunning 69% between 1950 and 2009. But lately, the good news has been overshadowed by major reversals. Okay, then it talks about midlife, younger adults are dying of heart disease. That's another very important thing here. Record numbers of older adults are dying. COVID pandemic injected rocket fuel into the heart disease resurgence. Remember, COVID wasn't so much of a upper respiratory disease that they thought it was to begin with. It's much more of a blood disease. And then the thing goes on. But the point I want to make here is 100 years ago, the 1923, heart disease was only just beginning to show up. Now, I want you to think about that. We're coming up to a break here. I'll be back in a few minutes to talk more about this. The heart numbers you're seeing now were unheard of 100 years ago. So we'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quieter area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter. Or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff. Skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at, and you can quote me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Lawmakers in Washington are calling out the FBI after they decided to allow President Biden's lawyers, without top-secret clearance, to continue rummaging through the Biden Delaware home for more top-secret documents. Republican Representative Jim Jordan.
There were one set of rules for Secretary Clinton, one set of rules for Joe Biden, a different set for President Trump, and anyone with common sense can see that as well. So,
a government watchdog group, Protect the Public's Trust, filed a federal complaint over the involvement of the White House in President Biden's growing classified document scandal. Robert Henneke on Fox News is with the Texas Public Policy Foundation.
As to how these classified documents left the Obama administration White House when Biden was vice president, and what that chain of custody was leading to the Penn Biden Center and also to President Biden's personal garage next to his Corvette.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Just thrilled as I can be to be a part of Doug Steffen's Good Day Health Show. But these staggering statistics, the first incidence of heart disease that was recorded by the CDC was in 1911. The number heart disease was not even in the top 10 killers in America. Cancer was number 10. What's different? Now, yes, we're eating a lot of fast foods. There's tons of environmental poisons that make up half of what we eat, drink, and breathe anymore. Poisons in the food from commercial farming, poisons in the house care products, the cleaning products that we use around our home. Poisons in our hair care and body deodorant and everything, the stuff that we put on our bodies, loaded with all kinds of stuff you couldn't even pronounce if you had a pronunciation dictionary. Yeah, these things contribute to the toxicity of the human body. But there's one thing that's more important than anything else that is not mentioned in this article. I read through it twice. I couldn't find any example of it anywhere. And they talk about jogging. And the people who would here, what's it say here? Over time, about Young, this James L. Young, Detroit parking lot, gasping for air. He was just 40 years old. But years of smoking, beer, and lots of fast food had left him with high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and kidney disease. Now, what I'm going to tell you, you may never have heard before unless you've heard me on Doug's show over the last 15 years. As bad as a diet of that is, as bad as the fast foods, and a lot of us do that on the way to work. We stop at a fast food place to get a bacon cheese muffin or whatever else, or whatever. Or we will order out for lunch at work. Some now with all of the businesses that deliver from our favorite restaurants, we're going to eat restaurant food for lunch. And in most homes anymore, both significant people who head up the home, I hope I politically said that correctly, are working themselves. Who's got time to make a very wholesome dinner? So they may be ordering pizza. They may be ordering us some other kind of fast food. Here's the problem. And I think my record of taking care of my cardiology patients will stand behind this. It isn't so much the bad junky stuff that gets into our diet or our sedentary lifestyle, lacking exercise, or attitudes, emotional basis, stress levels that we have to put up with, as it is what we are not getting in the diet. And this is why I always start talking about ancestral diets. And by that I mean, what kind of a diet was our grandparents or our great-grandparents or our great-great-grandparents, who had no heart disease, almost no cancer, no arthritis, no diabetes, and you can get these records from the CDC, and by no, I mean greatly reduced from the kinds of numbers that we see today. What was different about their lifestyle compared to ours? They had stress, they had emergencies, they had accidents. They didn't travel very far because one of my grandfathers was born in 1895, and his wife was 1896. Another grandfather was born in 1899, and his wife was 1898. And both sets of grandparents, and one of them lived to be 93. My father's father lived to be 93, as many people did back then. What was the difference? They were raised on a farm. They ate food that came from Mother Earth, not from some food processing plant. They ate animals that were fed the vegetables and the grains that were raised on their essential organic farms because they did not use commercial fertilization. They rotated their crops. They used their own animal manure as the fertilizer as well as composting to produce healthy humus, to produce healthy food that produced healthy bodies. Now, this poor fellow, James L. Young, who at 40 years old, he says he ended up in a hospital emergency room. The cardiologist's staff said, if you'd waited one more week to come into this facility, we'd be talking about you in the past tense. Well, that's a typical trick of the trade, to scare you to death to get you to do something. Well, they got him to do something. They got his attention. He started cleaning up his diet. No mention of supplementation of essential micronutrients, not in here at all, because the major funding behind the AARP is Big Pharma. Big Pharma doesn't want you to think naturally. They want you to think chemically. Better life through chemical infusion into your body through the use of drug therapy, what I call it. Now, over time, Young lost a lot of weight, reduced his medications, ran a couple of half marathons, returned to college. Now 51, he's a graduate student in public health at Purdue University and American Heart Association National Ambassador, telling his personal story and serving on an AHA committee that awards funds to heart disease researchers. Drinking, smoking, and heavy eating were my band-aids. I had to learn to value myself as a human being. As Young discovered, cardiovascular disease isn't just about heart attacks. It's a broad category of disorders that covers blood vessels, muscle, electrical systems, valves, as well as the functioning of the heart. Every one of those functions right there are critically dependent on whole food vitamin E. When you're not getting whole food vitamin E, your heart is slowly degenerating. Now, I'm not talking about tocopherol oils. The FDA says vitamin E is tocopherol, which is the antioxidant portion of the whole food vitamin E complex. Now, the heart needs several vitamins, but its most important vitamin is vitamin E that comes from primarily whole grains that have not been overly processed, as well as from liver. Now, think about that for a minute. If you go back through the history of milling of flour and the creation of white bread, the popularity of white bread, and all the things that have been added to white bread over the last several decades to make it one of the most delicious foods that we have in America today, I want you to remember this. 98% of the chromium that's in a whole grain has been removed by turning that whole grain into white bread. Almost every last percentage of vitamin E has been removed from the grain that ends up becoming white bread through the bleaching processes and the sifting and the processes that will remove anything from that bread that would make it not look white. The same thing with white rice. White rice is just the same nutritious standard as white bread, nothing but carbohydrate. Now, you get energy out of carbohydrates, but it's not just energy that we're looking for when we eat our foods. We need that vital micronutrition because your heart cannot take a fast food hamburger with who knows what's in that meat, who knows what's in that cheese, and who knows how many of those of the tomatoes and the pickles and the lettuce have been sprayed with pesticides and herbicides, and turn that into vitamin E. Now, my wife gets on me at times when I start talking like this, because this is very passionate to me, and she says, oh, you're just beating them up. I'm not beating anybody up. I'm trying to tell you, this is where heart disease comes from. This is where liver disease comes from. This is where kidney failure comes from. This is where depression comes from. This is where arthritis comes from. Malnutrition, missing out on the vital nutrients that the body needs that our great-grandparents had. Back then, I think when my grandfather was born, 40% of the American population lived on a farm. Today, it's less than 2%. Now, I'm not saying you have to go back to the farm. I'm just saying that you have to eat what our ancestors were eating 100 years ago to get the vital micronutrition that's necessary for the heart to have its proper operation. And not just the heart, as I said, several other organs. The article says, 5 amazing facts about the heart attack, or the human heart. The blood vessels in your heart are the most likely to clog. Yeah, because the blood goes back and forth. As the valves open and shut, there's a little regurgitation. And then, we talk about the ejection fraction that's involved with the left ventricle. How much of the blood that's in the left ventricle actually gets pumped into the aorta as you're waiting for the aortic valve to shut and the mitral valve to do its job. There's a little bit that goes back into the heart, and that back and forth can cause clots. But what has to precede this kind of condition? What happens is a weakness in the heart muscle itself, a weakness in the valve itself that allows that to take place. And where does that weakness come from? Yes, again, environmental poisons, but also severe malnutrition. You'll often hear me talk about Catalan, C-A-T-A-L-Y-N. It's the oldest, longest-running flagship product, the standard process. It has everything in it in the way of micronutrition. You read the label for its ingredients, and you see food after food after food after food listed
as the ingredients of that product. You go into your pharmacy area of a supermarket where they have, you know, some so-called supplements off to the side, and you read the ingredients, and it's a bunch of chemical names. That's how you tell the difference between a multivitamin mineral that will actually help you and one that will actually lead to mineral and vitamin shortages, malnutrition itself. Now, at ForbiddenDoctor.com, I have a mess of podcasts on there, and we get into this subject quite a bit in a much more lengthy format than I can do here on Doug's show. But I'm submitting to you the major cause of disease in America today, let alone heart disease, is toxicity that comes in through not being careful about what we breathe, drink, or eat. And number two, the malnutrition that results from that, because our nutritional sources are coming to us from a professional business whose bottom line is not your health. Their bottom line is making a profit. The bottom line of Big Pharma is to make a profit. The bottom line of healthcare in the world today is to make a profit. With the theme song that follow our advice and, you know, lose weight, stop smoking, and start exercising, and you'll be okay. That's half the picture. And I have no problem with that. That's good advice. The other half is to make sure you get the vital nutrition you need. If you go to orders@ForbiddenDoctor.com and tell them you want Catalin, I'll give you the best price you can find anywhere. Coming after the break, I'll be joining Doug here, and we'll get into some other subjects. You can hear all of our podcasts at Good Day Health Show, and you can listen to my podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Jack Stockwell. I'll stick around for Doug and me, and we'll get back to the rest of the show.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, there is a nice piece of stock music playing behind me that a talented composer worked really hard on. So let's enjoy it. Almost overshadows the saving big when you switch to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Continuation, the conversation never stops when it comes to medical health and well-being. Our podcast, Good Day Health, and the weekend program starring Dr. Jack Stockwell. And Dr. Ken Kronos. Okay, so Jack is here at the moment from his perch. I have not been, this is the longest time.
Yes.
I can remember.
I think you're still alive.
Not getting to see you and going to visit in Salt Lake City. That's where Jack's clinic is. He's a Anuka chiropractor. Practices there, has been for decades. His wife, Mary, in charge of the GAPS practice there and helping people figure out what's going on in their bodies, generally speaking. They have come up with some great ideas, including the Lee, the long life energy enzymes that you can get by going to ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm sure Jack has explained how all that stuff works. As usual, I'm reading a lot of stuff. I drink tea every day. I have cold tea, depending on my throat. I have warm tea. And I know that you've done some research on the consumption of tea and what happens if people are drinking it with regularity. So you want to spill that on us?
Well, one thing that I guess it's my hobby. If I'm not taking care of patients, I'm online researching. And I came across a study from Translational Psychiatry, of all places.
Wow.
And they found out that consuming tea can slow down the aging of the brain and improve cognitive function. It was published in a peer-reviewed Translational Psychiatry, of all places. And the study was done in China. But they had a. They were basing it on some information that came out of the United Kingdom, and the results simply were that people who consumed tea had a 16% lower overall risk of dementia than non-tea drinkers, and drinking black tea helped to increase longevity. Now you know the difference between green tea and black tea. All tea
one's green and one's black.
Because, well, yes, all tea is green to start with. But when you roast the leaves, you end up with black tea. I mean, just, you know, like anything else, it kind of starts out green, and then we pick it, and we, same thing with coffee. Coffee beans are green until we roast them. But the results of the survey showed that people who had these tea drinks had a 16% lower overall risk of dementia than non-tea drinkers. Now, how much? Well, they went, people who had 2 cups of tea every day had their risk of dementia reduced by 17%, 3 to 4 cups, 20%, and those who consumed 5 to 6 had about a 20% risk reduction. Drinking more than 6 cups didn't seem to make any difference. But it was interesting that towards the end of the study, they talked about some other dementia-preventing foods, like fresh, raw, organic berries, cruciferous vegetables, the crunchy vegetables, you know, broccoli, cauliflower, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Leafy greens like kale, and then a wide variety of nuts. And the thing about these is the things I just mentioned are all things that Mother Nature made before man gets his hands on it and overly processes it and removes the real nutritional factors from the food. Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing I thought, when I stumbled across that about tea, it just blew me away. There are studies similar with coffee, but tea has a little bit of a different effect on people. It has a little less caffeine, for one thing. But that's an interesting study. Up to 20% reduction just by 2 to 3 cups of tea a day of dementia and the aging of the brain.
Yeah. So when you talk to people about what you eat, what you consume, maybe it isn't just about eating, it's what you consume, what you put in your body. You and I have this conversation all the time when we go out for dinner or whatever, because you eat beef and I don't. You like raw stuff and I don't. And I'm pretty healthy and you're pretty healthy. So is it possible that there's more than one way to maintain one's health and well-being?
Well, yes. If you had a grandmother raised on a farm who was able to make sure the eggs that she produced that created your mother were very healthy eggs, and your mother likewise had a decent from-the-earth diet before you were conceived, we now know are some of the most important things relative to your ongoing health, just as the reverse shows up. We're finding out sicker and sicker generations being born now of sicker mothers who didn't outwardly express sickness, but we know because of their diets, the quality of the eggs they produced were not up to par with their grandparents or great-grandparents. And it makes a huge difference that mother is as healthy as she can be before the egg you were conceived from shows up.
Yeah, that's
so
very interesting.
What else can you do? Clean air, plenty of sleep, good clean water, and love your neighbors.
Maybe, love is in the air. Love, no, you're right. That's a good cycle. And the spirit, mind, body connection does help you overcome a lot of things that would otherwise take you down. All right.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.